Beam weapons through history. The dream of harnessing beams of energy is actually not new, but is rooted in ancient mythology and lore. The Greek god Zeus was famous for unleashing lightning bolts on mortals. The Norse god Thor had a magic hammer, Mjolnir, which could fire bolts of lightning, while the Hindu god Indra was known for firing beams of energy from a magic spear. The concept of using rays as a practical weapon probably began with the work of the great Greek mathematician Archimedes, perhaps the greatest scientist in all of antiquity, who discovered a crude version of calculus 2,000 years ago, before Newton and Leibniz. In one legendary battle against the forces of Roman general Marcellus during the Second Punic War in 214 BC, Archimedes helped to defend the kingdom of Syracuse and is believed to have created large batteries of solar reflectors that focused the sun's rays onto the sails of enemy ships, setting them ablaze. There is still debate even today among scientists as to whether this was a practical working beam weapon. Various teams of scientists have tried to duplicate this feat with differing results. Ray guns burst onto the science fiction scene in 1889, with H.G. Wells' classic War of the Worlds, in which aliens from Mars devastate entire cities by shooting beams of heat energy from weapons mounted on their tripods. During World War II, the Nazis, always eager to exploit the latest advances in technology to conquer the world, experimented with various forms of ray guns, including a sonic device based on parabolic mirrors that could focus intense beams of sound. Weapons created from focused light beams entered the public imagination with the James Bond movie Goldfinger, the first Hollywood film to feature a laser. The legendary British spy was strapped onto a metal table as a powerful laser beam slowly advanced, gradually melting the table between his legs and threatening to slice him in half. Physicists originally scoffed at the idea of the ray guns featured in Wells' novel because they violated the laws of optics. According to Maxwell's equations, the light we see around us rapidly disperses and is incoherent. That is, it is a jumble of waves of different frequencies and phases. It was once thought that coherent, focused, uniform beams of light, as we find with laser beams, were impossible to create.